And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Arnold to join me today. Now, one of the things that I have to do for Arnold is I have to put him into Lifestyles Unlimited's Witness Protection Program. I do. I have to put him into our Witness Protection Program, and here's why. Arnold has discovered real estate investing. He's discovered it, and he's also discovered that he's good at it, that by doing the things that he is doing, he is changing the pattern of his life. He's changing where his income comes from. He's changing where his wealth is developed. But here's the problem. He's still working for corporate America. He is working for an organization that, here, I'll just tell you. Well, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I'll tell you that it's an organization that is probably on the tip of your tongue. It's a national brand. It's a brand that has become synonymous with its sector in the industry. You thought I was going to slip, didn't you? You thought I was going to. No, he's in the Witness Protection Program. So as such, all I can do is divulge his name, and then Rick will scramble his voice so that you can't figure out who he is. So why do I have Arnold on today's show? Well, here's why. He's changing his life. He's changing his life with the real estate that he's putting into his personal portfolio. Now, here's what I love about Arnold. I'm just going to come clean, and I'm going to tell you what just gets me going about Arnold. When it came to Lifestyles Unlimited, he thought it was potentially a scam. He did. He thought it was potentially a scam. This is what he wrote me. He said, once I verified, which means, he thought that it was something other than it was. He said, once I verified that Lifestyles Unlimited was the real deal, he got busy. Pretty interesting, right? I mean, come on, let's think about it. What is it do you think that he discovered that you and I don't already know? Or maybe we don't know, and he discovered it, and he'll share with us. Okay, this is starting to turn into an episode of The Twilight Zone, and I'm not Rod Serling, so I can't go there. So let me do this. Let me bring Arnold onto the show, and let me just ask him that question. Let's find out what was going through his mind. Let's find out what his background is. And Arnold, now I have put you into the Witness Protection Program, so make sure you don't pull yourself out of the Witness Protection Program. By the way, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Did I get any of that wrong? Did I embellish anything?
No, you're good.
Okay. All right. So you're hiding out. You don't want your bosses to know that you've discovered real estate. But ironically, when somebody came to you and told you about Lifestyles Unlimited, what was the first thing that went across your mind?
Well, I needed to see more. I needed to actually reach out and visit. And so I did. And
okay.
Having experienced other things, seminars and groups and stuff, it was easy to see.
Okay, so somebody you know told you about Lifestyles Unlimited. You didn't find us on the radio. Do I have that correct?
That's correct. Yes, it was word of mouth.
It was word of mouth. Okay, so how did this person approach you? Did they just come up to you and say, hey, I've got the lifestyle change of the lifetime, and you got to do what I'm doing? You know, what did they do to get your attention?
Well, so I I was talking about doing real estate forever. I have been talking about doing real estate forever, and I just never could really find an avenue to get into it. Not find the right people. And I was, as usual, talking about it with one of my coworkers. And she was like, hey, I found a group that I really believe in and I'm into, and I'm working on my financial freedom. And so I said, in my mind, sat back and said, I'll just watch and see how things go.
did you kind of feel like you the best course of action was just to blow her off and not listen to what she was saying?
That was something that I thought. I didn't think anything would come of it, but pleasantly surprised to find out a few months later she was already making moves.
So she was sharing her results with you along the way?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely. And it was exciting to see. I was very happy for her.
So this is what I love. You're taking absolutely zero risk at this point. You're taking it on face value from somebody that you know and you have some respect for, that real estate investing could change your life. You're allowing them to actually take the risk of doing the real estate investments, and they're coming back to you and going, "Hey, dude, it's working. You got to do this." I mean, is that kind of how it was going down?
Definitely. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And having already having my own ideas and getting them verified and then just made me want to learn everything I could from them.
How old are you?
I am 51.
Okay. 51 years of age. And the reason I ask that question, it's a personal question because some people don't like to disclose that. But the reason I'm asking you that question is because there are people in the audience that are going to relate to you a lot better knowing that you're 51 years of age, especially when I ask you this next question. Are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes. So at one point in your life, you went to different real estate investing seminars. You'd go to the seminars, you'd spend money, take the training, and then you'd leave the seminar. What happened after the seminar as far as your ability to make all the dots connect and to progress in the real estate investing world?
Well, nothing. I mean, I pretty much got to a point where I went on my own trying to figure out the stuff that was taught. They shared valid information and ideas, but there was no support. There was no help. And they said that they had it, but it really was wanting. Every time you'd reach out, it was the same kind of shuffle. I realized that I wasn't going to waste my time with those things. I was just going to try to figure it out. And I tried. Life gets in the way, so it's not 100% focus every day. But it was definitely once I learned about lifestyles, refreshing to see how the experience, Dell's experience, was not unlike what I, was trying to move forward to learn. But he did it. He did it, and then he took it a step further. So
yeah, and you had the experience of knowing somebody who had joined Lifestyles Unlimited, who came to you and said, "Hey, this is working for me," and you were kind of like, "Yeah, let's see if it really works," because you've been burned a couple times. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, and
okay.
Yeah, it was totally wonderful being able to watch somebody, succeed doing it. Made me want to be a part of it.
So what did your friend share with you that made you go, "This is it, man, this is no more second guessing this, no more talking down about Lifestyles Unlimited. I got to be a part of that." What did she tell you that got you engaged?
Well, it was at first it was just the fact that she was doing it. She bought her first property, bought her second property. I'm going, "Okay, how much did you spend? How much are you making?" I'm like, "This is what I know. I've always known could happen. I just didn't know where to go to find it."
So at that point, you had enough evidence to support the fact that Lifestyles Unlimited maybe wasn't as bad as you originally thought it was, that maybe it was the vehicle that you were looking for all of this time, and it finally arrived and allowed you the opportunity to take advantage of everything that it has to offer. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, I did. I decided to jump the case study and get to a 2-day and start learning. And what was wonderful was getting into the community. The people at Lifestyles really is the icing on the cake. You know, you get the mentoring, you get the education. And but as you get to know the community, you find that you almost have ready-made friends willing to help and willing to share their experiences. And so that in addition to the education is, I mean, how can you lose?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, when I joined back in 2017, which was a little bit before the time you joined, you know, I didn't realize the power of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I really thought I was just joining for the education. I was joining to get access to the mentors. I was joining to get access to the vendor program. But I didn't really understand what that community was all about. But I think that is probably one of the best kept secrets about the Lifestyles Unlimited experience is the fact that you get the opportunity to rub elbows with people that have been there, done that. You get the opportunity to rub elbows with people that are in the process of doing that. And you get the opportunity to rub elbows with people that are starting in the same place you are from the very beginning. And nobody cares where you are in that process, do they?
No, they just welcome you and encourage you. I mean, it's a very, very good support group. Not that they mean to be, they're just being themselves. So, yeah.
So what was it like sitting down next to you, just a random person at a Lifestyles Unlimited event, and finding out that the person you were talking to has a net worth in the multi-millions of dollars? I mean, first of all, did they even disclose that? And second of all, if they did, what was it like sitting next to that?
Well, it's pretty interesting because I don't know every time if I'm talking with somebody who is has that kind of net worth. What was amazing to me was sometimes the groups will put together a cruise or something to do as members to hang out. And when I saw a cruise pop up that was going to Europe, and then they were going to take another cruise around the Mediterranean, and that was up in the air. And there was no information on getting back. I went, wow, I am looking at people that have time and the means to just go enjoy a month of spending time with each other, seeing the world. And I'm like, I definitely want to get to that point where I have the freedom at least to have that the choice, you know, if I want to live that lifestyle.
I think you succinctly laid out one of your primary goals. That is, first of all, congratulations. Most people have a difficult time laying out goals like that. And number two, I think it's an achievable goal. I mean, have you roadmapped that? Have you figured out when you're going to be able to do that?
I do have an idea, but at the same time, I have a little bit bigger goal. For me, it's bigger. I want to develop like a family office, a generational wealth for my family.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Man, you and I are cut from the same cloth. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the background of his investing. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Arnold, and together we are working on your financial freedom. Now, we're going to get into some very personal business, and I think it's important. It's important for us to do this. Number one, Arnold, are you okay sharing personal financial information with all the people listening to us?
Yeah, totally. I'd be happy to.
Okay. Now, is that just because that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, we tend to have diarrhea of the mouth when it comes to our own personal finances. In other words, we just share willingly without any reservation or purpose of evasion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right.
I mean, everybody's pretty comfortable talking about themselves. And so, yeah.
Okay. So prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member, had you bought any real estate assets other than maybe a personal residence?
Well, I moved from a house to another personal residence and rented it out for a year. And this was down back in 2010 and 2009. And the market was getting kind of like money got tight. So I ended up selling it. So that was my only stint in having a rental property ever.
Okay. Would you say that experience was good, bad, or somewhere in between?
At that point, it was nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking. Okay. Wow. You just took me right off my scale. Okay. It was nerve-wracking. Why was it nerve-wracking? I explained to us.
Just, you know, I was trying to figure out how I was going to implement the ideas that I had on how to get more properties. And and the market was bad. So... and then my renter was going to move, and it was, do we sell or do we keep trying to struggle through? And so I chose the easier path, and it led me to nowhere. And I gave up that. I wish I would have, kept trucking along. I wish I would have found Lifestyles, but divine providence usually makes it there's always a reason. And so now looking back, hindsight, 2020. So I see the difference in my maturity and my ability and my abilities. So
what year did you join Lifestyles Unlimited?
2023.
Okay. So from 2009 to 2023, a period of 14 years, you didn't buy any investment real estate in that 14 years after having that bad experience?
Nothing.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Now you get to Lifestyles Unlimited. And the first thing that we have you do, hopefully you did it in this order, is you went to the case study. Well, first of all, what was it like going to the case study? Because at the case study, you've got other Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, you're not a member at the time, but you're checking it out. So you've got these Lifestyles Unlimited members telling you about investments that they have recently made. What was going through your mind at that time? Do you recall?
The numbers they were putting up and the amount of properties that they had, I was like, dang it, I wish I would have found this sooner.
Okay.
And then,
so you were buying into the conversation that was being had at the case study. I mean, you weren't blowing holes in anything. You were accepting the fact that you had real people presenting real results, and you were following along, and you were seeing the fruits of their labor.
You know, because of the fact that I had already believed that this was something doable, I just needed the connections. To be able to speak to a realtor that understood what I was looking for, to be able to speak to a lender that understood or knew how to give me money that included my construction cost, that was the gold right there. And, you know, having other people to mentor and run to if I get into a bind is, you know, just added bonus. You know, I mean, just making the connections and having the education. I mean, that's all I needed. And to me, it was the next thing was to get a hold of my money. I needed money to get going. So
would you rob a bank?
My bank. Yeah.
Your bank.
It wasn't easy to get.
What'd you do?
In 401k.
Oh, no, you're not going to tell me you touched your 401k, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good man. You're scaring a lot of people in the audience, but I'm here for you. I know exactly what you're doing. So how much money was sitting in that 401k? Do you remember?
A little over half a mil.
Did you tap it all or did you leave some in there for reserves?
I actually grabbed it all.
You took it all out?
Yes.
Weren't you afraid that you were destroying all of your retirement hopes and dreams by doing that?
Actually, I felt like I was empowering myself to be in more control of it than it was, than the control I had before that.
I love it. I love it. So you learned through Lifestyles Unlimited that the money sitting in that 401k was being used ineffectively, and that if you put that money into your own hands, you could be a more effective driver of those dollars?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the first goal was to, my first goal would be to move from being the asset making money to owning assets that make me money.
Ah.
You know, I can only work so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did point out at the beginning of the show, you're in the witness protection program, as Lifestyles Unlimited can provide for it.
Yeah.
And as such, we don't want you to run the risk of losing your job, because part of what has to happen is you still have to make money to live off of, because you haven't built up your portfolio large enough that you could walk away from that job. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. But you've got a plan to get that done.
Yes, for sure.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get to that end stated goal?
Admittedly, I was super enthusiastic and was pushing for a lot faster. But you know, as long as things follow my plan, but you know, it's all up to the Lord, anyways. So.
Oh, it always is. We'll, yeah.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see how divine providence works, but. But my goal is to work towards that. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you, what's the first asset that you purchased as a Lifestyles Unlimited member? Was it a single family house? Was it an apartment community? What did you buy?
It was a single family. And I purchased it in Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. And if I recall correctly, I don't think you live anywhere near Kansas City, let alone the state of Missouri.
West of Weird.
West of Weird. But you're a Texan, right? I mean, is that fair to say? I mean, I think we can call you a Texan. It's a big enough place. They probably can't find all the Arnolds in Texas. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
I am a Texan now, yes.
Okay, you're a Texan now. But you chose to buy in Kansas City. Why go to a place that's literally, what, 1,500 miles away from where you live?
Yes. Well, pretty much it was the numbers. I liked the kind of properties I could purchase at the dollar amounts that I would help me to get the best out of my investment. So you could still pick up houses for, you know, 70 grand, 80 grand that needed work, needed some love. And the cost to fix them was running around 50 to 60,000. There were bigger rehabs on some of the properties, and of course I was new at it, so they would just scare me away. But once I made the leap on the first one, The other three that I purchased, I'll have to say each one's gotten easier and I've gotten more comfortable managing everything that's going on with the properties. And you also build a team. So now I have a contractor that's helped me, you know, with three of them. And I'm comfortable with the relationship with him. I have a realtor that knows what I'm looking for and what kind of deals I want. So, it's once you put together your system, your pattern, you know, things kind of move along. I mean, I've been interested in moving into another state, but I haven't created the team there yet, and so I'm slowly working on that, and I'll move into another another area.
Where are you thinking about going?
I'm interested in Tennessee.
The numbers you and every other Lifestyles Unlimited member.
Yeah. I might have jumped on this last one, but the deal was too good to pass up. So my fourth is still in Missouri, but I'm definitely got my feelers out for Tennessee. So,
what is it about Tennessee that's drawing you there?
It's got a similar feel to Kansas City. It's growing area. The numbers are, you can still buy properties that are, you know, very reasonable. And we have a presence there, so it helps that Lifestyles is there. I mean, I considered a Wichita for Kansas a little bit and was kind of building a team there, but we don't have the same kind of presence, and having the realtors to speak to, the mentors that have experience in that, in certain areas, it makes it more comfortable to go somewhere where that's familiar with Lifestyles. So
you're kind of sitting back and watching Lifestyles Unlimited. You're seeing where Lifestyles Unlimited is growing as an organization. And you're just not reinventing the wheel. You're allowing them to tap the market, see what the market's doing. And the market is telling you that it's doing very well. So, of course, why not consider investing there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. And, it eliminates tons of the, you know, what ifs and, you know, having to do my own research and figure out things, you know. Lifestyles is doing it. We're doing it as a community. So, you know, I'll go out there and find out and learn and share with others, as I've done with Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it's very important to point out that it's we, the members, that do everything within the organization, with the exception of providing the educational piece and the mentoring piece. The deal flow is provided by the realty arm of Lifestyles Unlimited. But beyond that, it's guys like you and me and the girls that we know and the guys that we know that come together, connect, talk about real estate, talk about the good, the bad, sometimes the ugly. And we share information with each other that we can use. True?
Absolutely. The behind the scenes, what I would call it, it's just the, you know, group emails, you know, being able to reach out and say, hey, does anybody have a contractor that does this or that in this area? I mean, that's huge. You know.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Now, it's going to sound like a silly question, but I'm going to ask the question anyhow. You ready for it?
Sure.
Have you ever met Del Walmsley in person?
I actually have.
Yes, have you?
Yeah, well, we went to an expo, and I did the whole tour and everything that they offer, and I got to be able to sit and enjoy him give personal stories and speak from his heart about everything, real estate. Just he's a very passionate about just sharing, helping other people. I mean, the core of what he is truly just he genuinely just wants to help other people. And, you know, and I think it, between that and he's endearing, it creates a family feeling. And so, you know, even the Lynn and all the other people that work with him that are a part of his presentations is just, you know, he's down to earth, real. And 35 years of doing this, you know, it's not a joke. It's a real thing. And I just hope to be a part of it for, you know, however long I keep trucking along doing this, you know, which I enjoy it. I look at it as a second career. I can move on from what I've done that I've loved and dedicated my life to. But, you know, I'm at the age that I think it's time to make the moves to free up my time and prepare my family for the future.
And Arnold, your future is bright. I'm so glad you're part of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you want to do what Arnold and I are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.